It's time now for Sports Chat with Sarge and Scott on KINX 102.7.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us right here on KINX 102.7. It is now 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It is time for Sports Chat. My good buddy Scott Mantz with the Great Falls Tribune joins us this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Sarge. How are you today?
I am excellent. Man alive, I'll tell you what. Since the last time you and I sat down and visited here, we have jumped on board with ProBuild. They're going to join us with Sports Chat each and every week. We look forward to saying hi to those folks throughout our broadcast. And there are so many things to talk about this week. Brendan Howard makes a big announcement yesterday. We'll talk about that as we roll through it, not going to Montana State. That was kind of a surprise. And Sophia Stiles makes a verbal commitment to go play for the Grizz. So we've got a lot of things to talk about today.
Well, it is. You know, the signing day for the NCAA is not till November, but a lot of these college basketball prospects are making their plans known. And it certainly was a huge day yesterday when Brendan announced that he's headed to Eastern Washington despite family ties to Montana State. We'll talk about that a little later.
A guy that knows a lot about recruiting, a lot about getting that all signed and taken care of is Montana Tech. Coach, good morning to you.
Morning, Jim.
Let's talk a little bit about it. Obviously, you guys are off to a good start. Had a thriller down there in Carroll, and then last week you got a nice little victory.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, the Frontier Conference this year is crazy as ever. If you look right now, six of the teams in the Frontier are ranked in the national polls, and also six out of the eight teams already have a conference loss. There's only two teams after 2 weeks that don't have a loss in the conference, so it's been a wild year, and I think it's going to continue to be that way.
Hi, Chuck Morrell, Scott Manch here, and Chuck, you talked about six of those teams being nationally ranked, and a couple of weeks ago, if you'd have told me that Southern Oregon would not be one of those six teams, I think I'd have said baloney.
Well, you know, they're still, Scott, actually, they're still in there. They just dropped their first two games. You know, Eastern Oregon is, I know some people in the Montana area probably don't know a lot about Eastern Oregon, but I tell you what, Eastern Oregon's a hell of a football team, and they went out and they beat Southern Oregon right out the jump, and then Southern Oregon also lost to UC Davis here last week. So, you know, it's just going to be a battle every week in the league, and I know we've got a huge test this weekend with Rocky Mountain coming to our place.
Right, Southern Oregon, of course, last year national runners-up, second in the conference to your Ore Diggers, and 0-2 on the league. I guess that's what I was thinking about, winless on the season. But Chuck, what's been a couple of the highlights so far for your squad? Last year had last week a 35-10 victory over Montana State Northern. What's really stood out from your point of view?
Well, we're playing some really good team football here a week ago, and you know, I give Northern's a much improved team over a year ago, and they came in here and fought their tails off, and it was a great game for us. You know, I think our guys are obviously, you got a veteran crew that's playing really physical right now, and you know, the play of our quarterback Quinn McQuarrie to this point in the season has been pretty solid. So we're excited about how he's leading our offense right now, and that's been a big benefit to us.
Right, last week Quinn threw for 245 yards. That's got to be the most Tech quarterback's thrown for in a while. Of course, a year ago you used three of them, didn't you, Chuck, because of injuries?
Right. Yeah. Well, either way you look at it, we either used five or we used none. You know, obviously Quinn was banged up, as well as our backup Dawson Reardon. So we had to have a big mix of guys there back there last year. And you know, it's just been nice to have some offensive consistency in our passing game. And Quinn's got a great arm, and really we've got a nice group of receivers that he's able to spread the ball around to.
Montana State Northern, everybody knows about Zach McKinley. They're great running back, but they must be improved defensively up front. You didn't run over them on the ground, Chuck.
No, I you know, that's one thing I said going into the game. I think quietly they have one of the best defensive fronts in the league. You got guys like Tyler Craig down there, who I think is arguably the best defensive lineman in the conference, and they're just tough. They're really tough in the box. So we knew that going into the game, and we were going to have to get the ball in the air a little bit to come out with the victory. And, you know, that's a very, very much improved squad. They're going to be a test here for everybody in the league this year.
Of course, Tyler's the CMR boy, just like Zach McKinley. And what about your great running back, Nolan Saraceni? Is he doing okay? He didn't get a lot of carries a week ago, Chuck. Is he feeling all right?
No, we got to a point of, it's really important for us to keep Nolan healthy for the long haul. And so, we kind of got into a point where we felt like we had control of the game. And we're also trying to develop some young guys behind him, so we'll get some other guys some touches and some carries. So, we're excited. I mean, Nolan's a special talent, and we've got some huge games coming up where he's going to have to really go off for us to be successful.
Big game for Mitchell Keaton. Tell us about him.
Mitch has been around Montana Tech here. It's actually his third year in the program, and just so much effort that he put in here on the off season. And, he's definitely a big target running down the field. He's 6'3", 210, 15 pounds. And, Quinn and him have developed a good relationship in terms of the passing game and been very explosive and made some huge plays. And, we definitely need him to continue to produce. He's an outside receiver for us, and he's doing a great job.
Mitch caught six passes for 100 yards last week. Chuck, tell some of our listeners about your background a little bit. I know that, of course, you come from a coaching family. Your dad was one of the winningest coaches in high school history in the state of South Dakota, right, Coach?
Yeah, originally from South Dakota and coached out there for a long time. Like I said, my father was a high school football coach, God bless him, for 40 years, and just was very passionate about staying in the business. So I coached at the University of Sioux Falls for quite a few years. That's also my alma mater, which is now a Division II team, but back in the day, we're a powerhouse NAIA team. And, this is my sixth year at Montana Tech, and being in Butte, America, and I absolutely love it. We've got a great setup over here, and I love coaching in the Frontier Conference. I'm very, very, very passionate about it because you got to work your butt off every single week in order to be successful in this league.
What do you think is the main difference, Chuck, if any, between NCAA Division II teams like University of Sioux Falls is now and some of the greatest NAIA squads?
Well, there's varying levels. The one thing is there are varying levels of Division II, and I'll tell you what, there's really no Division II football in this area, and so, the options for the kids coming out of high school in Montana are either be in the Big Sky or you're going to be playing in the Frontier, and so that means there's some tremendous talent in the Frontier Conference, and I'd put up a lot of the Frontier teams could be very competitive with a lot of Division II teams across the country. Now, there's certainly the highest end of Division II with the Northwest Missouri States of the world that we would probably not be able to compete with. But at the same time, the Frontier, I wouldn't put anything past this group of coaches out here. They can coach against anybody.
What about this week's game, the Ordiggers against Rocky? Rocky just is coming off a huge victory, a narrow come-from-behind win over Carroll last week, and now they're coming to your house. What kind of a challenge does that present for the Ordiggers?
Well, it's huge. I knew, Coach Petrino is doing a great job over there at Rocky this year and certainly took over a program that was on the upswing here from Coach Armstrong when Brian went over to coach at Montana State. And, boy, he's just really added to it. They're off to a great start this year, being 2-0 in the league. Big win against Carroll. I think they've got one of the better quarterbacks in the conference in Chase White. I think he's an excellent football player, great leader, and he's been a longtime starter for them. And defensively, boy, they're a handful. And the way Coach Petrino's going after it over there, they're going to be a force throughout the course of the season for the entire Frontier Conference. They've got as good a chance to win it all as anybody does. And so it's a huge test. I'm glad to be playing at home because they're definitely a very, very strong football squad.
You talk about that, but your schedule doesn't get any easier, does it? I mean, you even get to play Carroll one more time.
We do. We got to play Carroll again here at home. And, that was a heck of a ball game for anybody that happened to get a chance to see that game. Came down to the last play of the game. Young man from Carroll hit a heck of a field goal to win it for him right as time expired, and we'll get to play those guys again. And then we've got a couple of very, very difficult road games. We have to go to Eastern Oregon and to Southern Oregon here later in the season, and those are again two excellent football teams that are going to be in the mix at the end of the year. So yeah, I don't think anybody in the Frontier Conference has an easy schedule.
Talk about the Tech Ordiggers and your style of play, Coach. People here in Great Falls haven't been down to watch you guys play. What can they expect?
Well, you know, on defense, we're 3-4 defense, and we really get after. We like to bring a lot of pressures and a lot of different looks. And then, you know, offensively, we really mix it up. You know, we've got some great quarterback play, and we will get into spread sets and definitely can throw the ball around. But also, we're going to be established on being physical up front and being able to run the football as well with an excellent running back in Nolan Saraceni. And then we really pride ourselves on playing great special teams. And, you know, you have to be strong in all three phases in order to win games in the frontier. And you know, we have a great game day atmosphere here, too. Anybody that's been to Butte knows that you get in a sports setting and a game day atmosphere and just a tremendous crowd around here. And it's just so much fun to hang out.
Coach, talk about the facility there, because it's one of the nicest in the state of Montana, I think.
It is. You know, we were able to get field turf put in here a couple years ago. We have a brand-new weight room and brand-new locker rooms here in our main hyper facility. And it's just a great setting on the side of the hill here in Butte. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have some great alumni that have helped fund some of our major projects that we've done here, and we're continuing to improve. And, you know, we're fortunate we get to host a couple of big games during the summer. Of course, we host the Cleverly All-Star Game early in June, and that's a blast. And then this last year, we were able to host the Montana East-West Shrine Game as well. And so it's kind of unique for us. I think we're in a great spot to be able to do some of those other things.
Who's leading your team defensively so far this year, Chuck?
Gunnar Kaiser, a young man, be a senior defensive back out of Spokane, Washington. Has two interceptions, had a pick six a week ago. Just a savvy veteran player that's been a starter here for us for a couple of years, has been very, very strong. And then, you know, our defensive line, Tyler Sanders from Helena Capital, is having a great junior campaign. He was a first-team all-conference defensive lineman a year ago, and he's off to a hot start this year. And I would say definitely both those kids right now are being leaders for us on the defensive side of the ball.
You've got some young Great Falls talent on your roster also, don't you?
Yeah, we do. You know, we've got a few young guys that are in the program right now. You know, like Reed Nelson from Great Falls Catholic is a young man that's really coming on for us. And he's definitely starting to play a few special teams here for us this year as a redshirt freshman. And we have Max Sitzman from Great Falls High that's down here as well. So we've got a couple of nice young pieces that are definitely going to be on the field for the Ore Diggers in the future.
I'm wondering, Chuck, looking at this conference, it was difficult to pick a favorite. Obviously, you guys were up there. Southern Oregon was up there. But after a few weeks of the season, who do you think might be the favorite to win the whole thing?
That is the, Scott, that is the million-dollar question. If you can figure that out, let me know. You know, I see, you know, I one team that that I kind of previously mentioned again, you know, Eastern Oregon, if anybody's had a chance, they played down in Dillon last week, and they beat Western down there. They have an explosive offense. I mean, just one of the best offenses in the league. And so I know they're going to be having an opportunity to be in it at the end of the year, and then I'd say pick them with the rest of us. You know, Southern Oregon's obviously got a veteran savvy crew, but boy, I think Tech can be there, Western can be there, Rocky could be there, Carroll certainly could be there at the end of the year, and boy, it's a coin toss. I couldn't even begin to predict.
Eastern Oregon is led by that quarterback, Zach Bartlow. How would you describe his play?
Oh, he's just an incredible young man. I mean, he's a fourth-year starter, which is very rare at the quarterback position. He started since he was a redshirt freshman, and just every single year he's gotten better and better and better. And now, I mean, he's always borderline unstoppable. He's got an incredible deep ball, very strong command of the offense. He runs exceptionally well. And then, you know, Coach Camp, their head coach, has done a good job of putting some skill guys around him. They've got some receivers that can certainly run on the outside. So, you know, I've watched them on film a little bit. Definitely a scary crew for sure.
And you've got the Eastern Oregon in 2 weeks. Is that right, Chuck?
Yeah, we're at home this week, and then we're on the road to LeGrand next week, and certainly a couple of back-to-back games here that are really very important to us before we go into our bye week.
Everybody in the Frontier pretty much is on a bye week October 1st. I'm sure you're disappointed with that. Chuck, you'd like to have a bye week like the third week in October so you could sneak home and do a little pheasant hunting.
I would, you know, most definitely I would, but... You know, we'll take it. It's a nice break. We've done a nice job with scheduling a break kind of in the middle of the season. And to be honest with you, I know a lot of the coaches look forward to that bye week just because not necessarily, you know, for fishing or hunting would be great, but more than anything for us is to try to get a few guys healthy you know, all the games are super physical, so getting a little break and getting some guys back will be important at that time.
There are a lot of small towns here in my...
Yeah, from Tyndall, South Dakota, town of, oh, I don't know if it's 1,000 or not, but that was great. You know, it's a farming community in the southeast corner of South Dakota, and, boy, it reminds me of a lot of towns that are, you know, maybe up on the High Line is what it reminds me of, up your guys' way, with just small farming communities, and that was a great experience growing up there.
People love their football in small-town America, don't they, Coach?
They do. They do. And that's a great thing, I think, as a coach of a Frontier Conference school, is the high school football in Montana is outstanding. It is so much fun. You know, I've got great players from all corners of the state that played anywhere from six-man to eight-man to, you know, to the biggest 11-mans. And we've got great players sprinkled all across the state, and I think it's just really cool. And we've got some opportunities to bring those kids along, and that's why I think the quality of football is so high, is because people in this state really care about their small high school football.
You know, Chuck, my good friend, compadre down at the Great Falls Tribune, Steve Schreck, wrote a story today about overtime in high school. Last week, Great Falls High had a thrilling overtime game with Kalispell Flathead. We believe it's the longest double-A game ever, went four overtimes. Your very first game in Montana Tech was a double overtime affair against Southern Oregon back in 2011 that was 50-47. I'm sure that you remember that one, Coach. That was your first victory.
That was an unbelievable game, and overtime games are kind of crazy. They're fun. But really, it is a coin toss to come down to who wins it. And I know that game up that way was a great game between with the Samson Bowl and know both Mark and his son very well, and what a tremendous game that was here.
Now, in the NAIA, is the overtime rules, are they the same as they are in NCAA football, where each team gets the ball in the 25 going in?
You bet. Yeah, there's same. Rules across the board there. You can kick a PAT if you score in the first two overtimes, then going into third overtime, everybody has to go for two if they score a touchdown. So,
what do you think?
Yeah, you see.
Is that a
good? Well, yeah, no, I think it's great. I think it's great. I think, you know, there's constant talk about changing and switching things up, but no, I think it's great. I think it's the best way to do it. You know, to try to mimic the NFL stuff with adding extra periods in there, I think is, you know, an extra full overtime, I think is very difficult at the collegiate level.
Coach, we got a couple more minutes. I do want to give you a chance to brag on your coaching staff, because you got a pretty good lineup as I take a look at it here. Garcia's over there, Sutherland, the whole crew. They're pretty tough here.
Yeah, that's the best thing. I mean, behind every coach, head coach in America that has any sort of success at all, you have outstanding assistants. And, you know, I look at, Coach Schliemann, Doug Schliemann has been an assistant coach here at Montana Tech. This is his 20th year, and he's just a stalwart for us and has done a great job. And, you know, carry over from Coach Green's staff very, very happy to have him with us. And then Coach B.J. Campbell and Coach Pete Sturbick are our defensive and offensive coordinators, respectively. They do a phenomenal job. And, you know, Coach Garcia and some of the other guys you mentioned there, I'm just really fortunate. They love the game. They love in teaching. I think that's the thing to understand at the collegiate level. You're a teacher and you're an educator, and that you've got to be able to do that on a daily basis. And it's a grind. You know, we certainly work 7 days a week for the entire season, and you got to be passionate about it. And so I'm very blessed to have those guys on staff here with me.
Chuck, how's my good friend Bob Green doing, and is he still roaming the halls and giving you some advice from time to time down there?
You bet. Coach Green's doing awesome, man. He's around, obviously works for the foundation here at Montana Tech, and is doing a tremendous job helping us raise money. You know, one of the coolest things that we have going on this weekend, besides the football game against Rocky, is this is our Hall of Fame weekend, and Coach Green's 1996 national runner-up football team is being inducted into the Montana Tech Hall of Fame. And it's really cool. There's a lot of guys that played for Coach Green in the mid-90s there that are going to be back in Butte, America this weekend. So that crew gets together, you better watch out. They know how to have a good time, and I'm excited to see a lot of those guys. I've got to know them since I've been here, and it's a tremendous honor for those guys because they did some tremendous things, and they're also some of our best supporters to this day.
And is that Mark Jensen, the quarterback on that team?
Yeah, you bet. Mark Jensen was the quarterback of the 96 team, and Mark was a junior that year. And so, You know, and a number of tremendous players back then. Paul Ladke was an All-American linebacker from Gillette, Wyoming, and a number of All-Americans that were on that squad will be back in town for the induction ceremony this weekend.
You never go wrong with the Cut Bank boy who played for Coach Ron Kowalski up there, the Cut Bank Wolves.
You know, Mark is Mark is so competitive. It's funny to see him to this day. If you ever play golf with Mark Jensen, you better watch out because he still likes to compete like crazy. And I'm so appreciative of the fact that Mark is still here in Butte because he's one of our top booster supporters here in the community. And anytime I need anything for our program or our tailgate stuff going on, certainly reach out, and Mark is always there for us. So very appreciative of all the things he's continuing to do for our program here.
Chuck, it's a pleasure to visit with you. We wish nothing but good luck to the Ore Diggers, and we'll talk to you again later this season.
You bet. Scott, Sarge, thanks so much. Appreciate all you guys do, and go Diggers.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it, Coach. Coach Chuck Morrill, of course, with the Montana Tech Ore Diggers, just a great guy and is continuing to build that program. As you talk about Coach Bob Green and, of course, the field named after him, and he is a big part of what we do there in the summertime with the club, as he touched on that, but just really has that program going in the right direction.
Well, you know, Chuck has stepped into a position, and anytime you replace somebody who has been successful and been such a dynamic figure like Bob Green was for so many years in Butte, it's not easy to come in and because there are expectations. People want you to measure up. Well, in 5 years, Chuck's won two Frontier titles in a very, very difficult conference. And, you know, as you can tell, visiting on the phone, Sarge, he's got an excellent personality. He appeals to a lot of different folks. I think he's a small-town guy, which I think probably is something that a lot of people in Montana embrace, and he's a very sharp cookie too. He was a starter on the University of Sioux Falls team that went to the national playoffs several times, and then he also was a defensive coordinator there. So he knows a lot of defense. When you talk about defense, you know that wins championships, I believe, Sarge. You've got Mike Van Deest has proved that down there in at Carroll. Mike's a defensive guru from way back. And then you've got Chuck, and he knows his stuff also on defense. And so it's Mike Van Deest made an interesting comment. You know, we had him a few weeks ago, Sarge. He said there are coaching lifers in the Frontier and not just guys who are here a year and then gone. And Chuck Morrell is certainly that way. He comes from a coaching family. This is what he wants to do. True professional. And that's what makes for a strong conference, top to bottom.
It is a good conference, and you definitely want to check that out. Montana Tech will be right in the mix of it, as always. Another guy that will be right in the mix of it is Fairfield. Les Myers, we're going to have a chance to visit with him as we talk Fairfield football coming up in just a moment. We'll continue with Sports Chat right here on KINX 102.7. Want to say thank you to ProBuild for jumping on and being a great sponsor of ours. ProBuild of Great Falls has all your construction needs. If you're looking to repair that roof after this summer storms, then ProBuild can help you out with different brands and different styles of shingles to take care of all your roofing problems. And speaking of weather, are you ready for winter? If not, come to ProBuild and put those worries to rest. ProBuild is your one-stop shopping for all your construction needs. It's all at ProBuild. From start to finish, ProBuild has it. For every vehicle sold at Lithia Motor on 10th Avenue South, a portion of the proceeds will go for Vets for Vets. And the Vets for Vets stand down coming September 29th and 30th in Great Falls at Montana Expo Park. Bill tells us about the stand down.
You know, the stand down is a benefits fair for veterans. There's all kinds of programs out there and stuff for veterans to go to school, adult education, free haircuts. And
you can help out right now. Simply go to Lithia Motors, purchase the vehicle you've been looking for, and a portion of that proceeds will go for Vets for Vets.
This community awareness message is brought to you by Mike's Window Tinting. There's 7 great reasons to tint your car. Reason number 2. You're safer while driving with tinted windows. It reduces glare from sun rays, snow, and headlights. Call Mike's Window Tinting in Great Falls.
It's the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, featuring a 2-mile walk on September 17th, beginning at 10 a.m. at River's Edge Park. If you need more details and information, call 1-800-272-3900.
Ever thought of switching your internet provider? Well, there's never been a better time to switch to Spectrum Internet. With Spectrum Internet, you'll get super fast speeds that start at 60 megabits per second. Just call 844-855-2999. With speeds that fast, everyone in the house can search the web, connect on social media, watch their favorite cat videos, shop, play online games, stream music, and more all at once. Just call 844-855-2999 and get Spectrum Internet. Unlimited fast internet for all of your devices with no data caps. All for only $29.99 a month when bundled. And did you know Spectrum Internet offers free security suite, providing you with automatic detection of viruses, hackers, and spam? Just call 844-855-2999. Switch to Spectrum Internet and get the fastest internet speeds available. Virus detection with security suite and no data caps. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I want to say thank you to ProBuild for being our sponsor here for Sports Chat this morning at 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm Jim Sargent along with my buddy Scott Mantz with the Great Falls Tribune as we continue to follow sports. Scott, here's a guy that has been involved in football a long time, knows how to win, a community that knows how to win. Les Meyer's over there in Fairfield. He just kind of gets it done, doesn't he?
Well, Les Meyer is joining us this morning, and good morning, Les. He's led the Fairfield Eagles to two state championships in the last 5 years. Congrats on that, Les.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that, you guys. Appreciate that.
You know, I wondered what you were going to do for an encore this year, Coach. Last year, undefeated, came from behind, spotted Huntley Project, what, two touchdowns in the state finals, Les, and then rolled them. What are you going to do for an encore this year?
Yeah, so one thing about high school football is each year is a new year, and each year brings challenges, and we had some last year too that we were able to overcome, and this year it's a new team and some up and comers and some guys that have been waiting their turn, and so we'll just have to, you know, take one day at a time, all that kind of stuff, just like you try to do. Try not to get ahead of yourself, and try to just get better at the fundamentals each day, each week, I guess.
Well, the Eagles are 2-0 on the year. They've scored 97 points and allowed 7. I don't know what happened on that one possession when you gave up 7, Les, but you got to be pretty happy with the start.
Yeah, we're facing two teams that are in the rebuilding process too, and we were kind of unsure where we were going to be. And even though those are the points that were scored and things of that nature, it certainly those games, they're a lot closer than the score indicated and all that. And but some things went our way in a certain quarter here, and we got the ball rolling.
This week the Eagles are at Townsend Friday night, right,
yeah.
Coach?
Yep.
Townsend, of course, a lot of fans up here remember Townsend a few years ago when they knocked off a very, very strong Conrad team in the semifinals when they had a tremendous athlete named Jace Lewis. You know much about Townsend this year, Coach? Are they also rebuilding, or do you expect a real stiff challenge?
Yeah, we've played them, you know, we've played them a lot of times over the years, whether it be regular season or in the playoffs. So both programs know a lot about one another. And last year, their record was not indicative of how talented they were. They ended up having some injuries as the season progressed, and it really just took away from their team. Now they have some of those guys back. They have a pretty good, healthy senior class, so they're a pretty good outfit. And you know, they've been in the playoffs several times over the years. Just last year was kind of an anomaly. So
well,
it'll be a battle.
You've got some very good players this year, don't you, Coach? Chandler Allen is somebody that a lot of folks are familiar with here. Canner Coverdale, talk about some of those better players you've got on the Eagles squad this season.
Yeah, so we lost 6 seniors off of last year's team, and they were good ones. But you know, with not having that many seniors last year, then there's a lot of other kids that had to play. And so last year we relied heavily at times on Chandler and on Cantor. So it's good to have those guys back. You know, Luke, our quarterback, he played, you know, receiver and defensive back last year, and we had a couple linemen that played last year. So even though we lost some really good ones, we were fortunate to have some other ones around them.
You're referring to Luke Batson, who's taking over quarterback, right, Coach?
Yeah.
What's the real strength of your team? Have you got better than average speed, size? What would you say?
Yeah, that's the one thing that I would say we probably have is pretty good team speed overall. You know, Cantor and Chandler are fast. Luke's fast. Our two running backs that we rotate are fast. Our linemen aren't big, but they're pretty quick. And, you know, offensively, I think it's going to take us a little while to figure things out. But defensively, because we have some overall team speed and quickness, you know, especially Dawson Peterman, that linebacker, we'll have to rely on our defense quite a bit here for the few games here until we figure out what we're doing on offense.
How many years is this for you, Les, as a Fairfield head coach?
Believe it or not, it's 20 years. This is my 20th year.
Yep, and you've been very successful. And, you know, 20 years ago, I think you wouldn't argue Fairfield was thought of as a basketball school. Still is. But tell me how you changed that culture in the last two decades.
Yeah, so I just think, you know, we were fortunate to not get fired in the first few years.
That's a good thing.
And I just, consistency in a coaching staff, you know, and then we happened to have some real good athletes coming up, and they bought into what we were trying to sell and got it going, you know, had a couple of pretty good seasons, and then we were able to stay consistent with coaches and again, you know, they just kept following the next guys and bought in. And so we've been real fortunate with from that standpoint.
Well, District 1B, I've been following it for over 30 years, and it is very, very, you know, top to bottom. It's always a very competitive league, and it's no different this year, right, Les? There are a lot of teams in District 1B that I think could step up and bite you on a given Friday night.
Yeah. I think that's what helps all of us out too. Is it's a little bit like the frontier. You know, you have to bring it every weekend. And if you don't, you got a chance to get stepped on. And you know, every game in the 1B, probably similar to maybe like the 3B or any district. Every game is a rivalry game. It's not like there's one game that's really more of a rival than the next. Each game is rivalry week, so it's, you know, it's kind of fun from that standpoint.
Shelby's also 2-0 this season. You've got Conrad, Cutbank, both 1-1. Who do you think is your top rival there for the Fairfield Eagles?
This season?
No, always. Always. Is it Schroeder?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of just proximity, it's always, you know, the Fairfield Show game is always the rivalry, the Teton County, the game, you know. And you know, our kids are friends, and there's families in both communities that are friends. And then that's, you don't want to lose your friends.
You know?
So that's always a big
bragging
big
rights
game.
And nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Les, we all know that there have been some, you know, sad things that have happened out there in Fairfield here recently. And I think during tragic times, people more and more, they look to sports to kind of lift up their emotions and bring a little bit of happiness. And that puts a little pressure, I guess, on the sports teams out there.
Yeah, I kind of call it the power of school. And that's the one thing I don't know if people realize is, although school started out tough, it was hard, it was good. Good for the kids, good for the staff. And then in terms of sports, you know, you get the opportunity to run around a little bit. You get the opportunity to get out of a thought process that's always negative. And so that does help the situation. It certainly doesn't relieve the pain. It certainly doesn't take it away. But it might give you an opportunity to think of something else for a little bit. And
right.
If you can handle it, then that's that's a good thing for everybody mentally.
Les, I'm wondering about this. How many of your former guys have you got playing college ball these days?
Yeah, so we have two at Montana Tech. We had two at Western, but we don't now. And then my son's at Rocky. And that is it.
Name those guys for us, Coach.
Right now. Tucker is at Rocky.
Your son.
Tanner Mayer. Yep, Tanner Mayer. Our quarterback last year is at Tech. And Joel Beck is at Montana Tech.
And then you've won a Western also.
We had two, but they didn't play this year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know who you root for then with Fairfield alumni all over the frontier.
Yeah, it'll be kind of fun this weekend. Tech and Rocky play, and you know, Tech's pretty good, dang good. But Rocky got a big win against Carroll last weekend.
Yeah, we just had a chance to visit with Chuck over there with Montana Tech, so you're right. Coach, obviously you're off to a good start. We wish you the very best of luck. We appreciate the fact you're always so generous with your time with us here, and thanks so much for stepping in with us.
Okay, yep, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Les. Have a good day.
Head coach for the Fairfield Eagles, Les Myers, of course, is a good one. We've got more coming up in just a little bit as we continue with Sports Chat. It is 42 minutes after the hour. We want to take a look at that opening market report, and we want to hear a word from our Sports Chat sponsor, ProBuild in Great Falls.
ProBuild of Great Falls has all your construction needs. If you're looking to repair that roof after this summer storms, then ProBuild can help you out with different brands and different styles of shingles to take care of all your roofing problems. And speaking of weather, are you ready for winter? If not, come to ProBuild and put those worries to rest. ProBuild is your one-stop shopping for all your construction needs. It's all at ProBuild. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Commodity Open. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us right here on the Northern Ag Network. Well, on this Thursday morning, the USDA is reporting that once again, cattle buyers have scored some early week success in buying up a decent test of northern cattle at lower money. 170 dressed and 106 live out in Nebraska. And livestock analysts like DTN's John Harrington assume that the extraordinarily strong basis helped to motivate some feedlot sellers yesterday. The box beef cutout yesterday was a little bit higher, which helped to push live and feeder cattle futures higher. And those prices this morning look to be a little bit firmer as well. Cash hogs are steady, 35 up to 37 cents, and finish lambs 154 to $1.55.
Ranchers, with the weather as hot as it's been, you'll want to take the stress off your cows and add pounds to your calves. Now's a great time to talk to a Westfeeds BQA certified beef specialist about Westfeeds Bodybuilder 16 calf creep and Prairie 15 calf creep. Increase calf weaning weight, reduce stress from weaning, and improve feedlot performance. Call Westfeeds or visit one of their locations in Billings, Great Falls, Miles City, Dillon, and Lewistown.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This morning, the grain future markets, including wheat, are trading slightly higher in some narrow overnight range type of trade. Looks like eastern Kansas through eastern Midwest is getting plenty of rain today and tomorrow, but the rest of the western plains is expected to stay dry for the next 7 days. And the spring wheat harvest should have no problem finishing this fall. Yesterday out to Portland, your 12 Pro Hard Red Winter Wheat basically at 516 and your 14 Pro Spring Wheat at 598. I'm Russell Nemitz.
For all your winter weed seed needs, call the seed professionals at Treasure State Seed Fairfield. They have high-quality plump and high-test weight seed varieties such as WB4614 and Keldon. For soft lot areas, consider Warhorse, Judy, and Bearpaw. Also ask about Clearfield varieties WB4059 CLP, Brawl CLP, and Clearstone CLP. They also offer custom seed cleaning and treating with Raxel Pro MD fungicide, Stamina, and Gaucho for wireworm. For a high-producing fall seeding forage crop, ask about Willow Creek winter wheat. Call Scott or Chad at 1-800-572-4769. Treasure State Seed Fairfield.
It's match your down payment sale at Rogers Jewelers on all diamonds in stock. If you have a ring for $300 and you put down $150, Mr. Rogers will match the $150 and the ring is yours. Rogers Jewelers has the largest selection of colored diamonds and diamond sets in sterling silver. Remember, now until the end of January, with every $50 purchase, you will receive a gold bar and a chance to win $5,000. The place to shop is Rogers Jewelers. Great Falls, Montana.
Good morning. Appreciate the fact you're with us right here on KINX 102.7, 46 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Jim Sargent along with Scott Manch bringing you Sports Chat this morning. Thank you so much to ProBuild for being our sponsor. We go from football from the Frontier Conference to one of the best high school football teams in the state of Montana, Fairfield. And Scott, now we get to talk a little hockey this morning.
Well, we like to have winners on this show, Sarge. You're one, and we've got another one in the studio this morning, Jeff Heimel, the head coach of the Great Falls Americans. You know, 5 years ago, Sarge, our Great Falls Americans, in about 70 hockey games, they won one. And then they hired this guy over here, and he's done nothing but bring glory to Great Falls in the Junior A hockey ranks. He's 133-68-11 in the past 4 years. That's 133 victories, only 68 losses, 11 ties, and we've got back-to-back Frontier Division championships in the NA3HL. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And, of course, you're opening up the season tomorrow night at home.
Correct.
And what are the prospects? Can we expect more success?
Yeah, I think we have a good team this year, and it's a process, such a long season. And so, you know, I'm certainly excited about what we have. We replaced a lot from last year. But all of the prospects are very, very good hockey players. We've got a good returning base as well. I'm very, very impressed with the leadership I see from the guys last year. And, you know, truthfully, they have a little chip on their shoulder. You know, we've worked hard to get to that Silver Cup tournament, championship tournament, and had a good showing last year. But we're right there and certainly want to, you know, expand that this year and just, you know, go for a championship.
Of course, that Silver Cup is in Chicago.
Correct.
And you qualify for that via your finish.
Winning the division.
Winning the division. Last year, you were able to win two games there. Is that right?
Correct.
And that's the best we've ever done here with the Great Falls Americans, at least in the recent past.
Correct. Yeah, and it was a fun tournament. You know, it's interesting. It's such great teams and diverse teams. You know, we see our divisional opponents so many times during the year, and it's definitely a style of hockey. You know, and then you get into obviously the crossover and the round robin portion of that tournament, and it was just a fun experience. I know by day four, probably running straight on adrenaline, four games in 4 days there, but it takes a lot. It takes a lot to win it, and there's a lot of good teams in this league, and you know, we certainly have a lot of respect for a lot of different organizations, but yeah, we're excited to have an opportunity to defend that title again, and obviously, you know, to improve upon our success last year.
Who are you expecting to be some of our team leaders this season?
Well, you know, right off the bat, and two captains, you know, Brendan Jester is going to be our captain this year. It's actually his birthday today. I don't even know if he's listening right now. But he's going to be a great leader for us. This will be his third season here. 4.0 student, accepted to, I think, multiple service academies. Like, just a wonderful individual. Tanner Congdon, our leading scorer from last year, is returning. It always helps to have that type of offense coming back. Jesse Johnson on the back end is our only returning defenseman of seven, so we definitely were rebuilding quite a bit in that area, and we certainly expect him, also being an alternate captain, to have a lot of veteran leadership on the blue line. You know, other notables, Malachi Bushy has been here for 3 seasons. You know, Tegan Harrington. There's just a lot of guys that we really are leaning to, you know, help establish that culture for such a new team as well.
Have you got a Great Falls connection this year? You've had one the last few years.
We've got Braxton Lorenz. He's playing this year, and he's the only one. So, you know, we're excited to have him. Certainly, you know, when possible, we enjoy having local players, and have had some great local players and local captains, you know, in some of the last 4 seasons. And certainly, you know, love to be involved as possible as building the culture and trying to grow the youth, you know, programs, and obviously some of those things in town here. But, yeah, not too much this year. So
I'll let you in on a little secret, Jeff. My good friend Steve Schreck, who covers a lot of Great Falls Americans hockey, he's a fine player in the City League. He scores a lot of goals, I think 2 or 3 hat tricks.
Well, if we can get him to change his birth certificate so he can be 20 years old, then I'll certainly be willing to give him a tryout. So,
what is the age group?
16 to 20. So okay. If they're turning 21, you know, in January, they're good for this year, but in December they're not.
You and I were talking about it yesterday, but explain a little bit how this is a feeder program to advance on and maybe even get into the college ranks.
Yeah, so the junior program in the U.S. is interesting. You know, whereas in Hockey Canada, you've got the major juniors, guys are getting paid, obviously guys going right to the NHL, professional ranks. In the U.S., we've got an amateur system, so you've got 3 tiers, Tier 1, USHL, very, very high-quality league, tends to be a little bit younger, so 16, 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds. You don't see a ton of new 19 and 20-year-olds in those leagues. But essentially, they you know, have central scouting. They're being watched by the NHL. A lot of those teams are owned by the NHL. Certainly, you know, a very, very high-caliber league. And in our league, it tends to be a mixture of players that are looking to move up into one of the feeder leagues, either the North American League or the USHL, or truthfully, we send a lot of NCAA Division III, ACHA, and trying to get guys into college. So there's a healthy mix there, and we're certainly a developmental league as well, and so there's a balance there.
And you did send a few of your guys from last year's team onto college ranks.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of success, you know, on the back end. You know, Miles Georgione is going to an NCAA Division III college. Connor Barta is going to ACHA. I think Division II college. I'm trying to think of it. Reed Link is going to Bottineau, North Dakota. Jake Steffen, a goaltender from last year. Concordia Moorhead, NCAA Division III. We have 2 players in the North American League right now, Richard Bernhards and Wade Wiley. You know, so there's and again, last year, several NCAA Division III commitments, and then going back to 2 years ago, Evan Hauser, Alaska Anchorage, NCAA Division I. So we've definitely, you know, the winning has been nice, but, you know, even before winning, as far as attracting players here, it's important to move players and develop players, and that's one of the things that has been a huge focal point and something we're proud of.
Well, of course, Great Falls hockey fans are very proud of Pat Dwyer, who played for the Carolina Hurricanes a few years ago. Have you heard anything from Patrick? Where is he at these days?
You know, I have no idea. I know that we did a really successful fundraiser for the ice rink this year, and he was nice enough to sign a jersey and send something else. I know he kind of peeks his head in from time to time, so we're appreciative of that. But beyond that, I'm not sure what
he
was
overseas, I think, playing a year ago.
Yeah, I know that because he's ended with the Hurricanes there. But, yeah, I'm not really sure where he's at the moment.
What about tomorrow night's opener? What are the festivities? Who's going to drop that first puck? You got anything special?
Yeah,
I'll have to,
you know, get the insider from Jim there. He's kind of let me focus on hockey a little bit this
year,
which is kind
of
nice. Yeah, our wonderful owner.
Well, I don't know if I'd say one.
That's not overdoing it.
Hey, I'm on the record. No, he's a great guy and obviously very, very supportive. As far as festivities, I mean, you know, obviously with it being the home opener, we're just excited to get on the ice, and I think it's going to be a very, very electric atmosphere. And, yeah, I know, you know, a lot of guys are excited to see hockey, and it's been a long summer.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
And your next home game then after Friday will be?
I believe it is the next Friday against Bozeman, if I'm correct.
Okay, and who do you expect to be strong? Do you have any idea about the other teams this season?
You know,
in the league?
a good team, Yellowstone. You know, they're returning a lot of players from their run. You know, obviously they were the wild card in the Silver Cup and finished as a runner-up in the division last year in the playoffs. And they have a lot of returners, and so, you know, they might be a team to watch out. You know, I have a lot of respect for Missoula, their coach. We recently acquired a team from Missoula. They weren't in our league last year. I've known their coach a long time. And has been there when they were part of the Western States League. And truthfully, I expect them to do a good job. But really, it's wide open at this point. I don't know a ton about, you know, what teams are doing, and I'm certainly excited to find it out. Everyone's kind of hiding what they got right now, and we're excited to see sort of what the situation will be this year.
We look forward to seeing you throughout the season, obviously, and good luck this year.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sarge, and,
thanks,
and obviously, Scott. So take care.
Fantastic. And, of course, they will get started this Friday, as mentioned. 7:30 is the time I have listed here. And, of course, then they roll right through the season. Scott, didn't really get a chance to talk about it, but one of the games that we highlighted is Belt taking on Cascade this weekend.
That's Friday night, both undefeated. You know, Belt is back in the hunt under Jeff Graham, have been for many years. Cascade, though, this is the first time that I can remember that they've been 3-0 on the season, and we'll find out if they're for real. We'll find out if Belt is maybe really a conference championship contender. That's Friday night over in Belt.
Lots of sports coming your way, and of course, we'll keep you up to date here, keep you up to date in the Great Falls Tribune as well. His staff does a tremendous job. Scott Mance, Jim Sargent, we do want to say thank you to everybody that joined us for Sports Talk today. I want to say thank you to ProBuild for being on board with us. That'll wrap it up for Sports Talk here on a Thursday on KINX 102.7.
ProBuild of Great Falls has all your construction needs. If you're looking to repair that roof after this summer's storms, then ProBuild can help you out with different brands and different styles of shingles to take care of all your roofing problems. And speaking of weather, are you ready for winter? If not, come to ProBuild and put those worries to rest. ProBuild is your one-stop shopping for all your construction needs. It's all at ProBuild. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
Have you ever driven by one of Great Falls' spectacular homes and wondered